It is an achievement of sorts that talks between Russia and the United States in Geneva didn't end in failure. They were never likely to be a major success. But while Russia insisted it had no intention of invading Ukraine, there remains little sign of an immediate end to the crisis.
It's not a situation where a deal breaker, one way or another, is envisioned. Unfortunately, we have a great disparity in our principled approaches to this. U.S. and Russia, in some ways, have opposite views on what needs to be done.
U.S. negotiators trod carefully. They'd promised there wouldn't be talk of Ukraine's security without Ukraine present. This instead a chance to air respective concerns and get a measure of Russia's true intent. With tensions at their highest since the end of the Cold War, points of dispute between Russia and the U.S. are plentiful, but Ukraine is perhaps most urgent. Russia has supported a separatist conflict there for 8 years now, and the presence of 100,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's border threatens a new war in Europe. Russia wants legal guarantees that Ukraine will never become a member of the NATO alliance, a demand flatly rejected by Western allies. On Monday, Ukraine's deputy prime minister met the NATO secretary general. Talks with Russia will widen on Wednesday to include NATO members in Brussels, and then the OSCE in Vienna on Thursday.
What Russia is doing is tries to impose its agenda instead of returning to the negotiation table.
And we have stated very clearly that we will never compromise on the right for every nation in Europe to choose its own path, including what kind of security arrangements it wants to be a part of.
Earlier, Russia's deputy foreign minister suggested the US had not taken seriously his country's demand that Ukraine never be allowed to join NATO. That's an ominous sign. By continuing to press what is a solid Western red line, Russia may be showing its hand that President Putin may not intend this week of talks to succeed at all, but rather to use them as a pretext for war. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera.